The well-known American singer-songwriter Stephen Curtis Chapman once exclaimed, "If only 7% of the 2 billion Christians in the world would care for a single orphan in distress, there would effectively be no more orphans. If everybody would be willing to simply do something to care for one of these precious treasures, I think we would be amazed by just how much we could change the world." All around the world, diverse cultures have acknowledged that abandoned and orphaned children have histories of non-existent or unstable families, including orphans with deceased parents, newborns who were abandoned at birth, families who would not or could not keep their child, and homeless street children. Prior to the 20th century, giving up infants for legal adoption by another family was not considered an option in many Western cultures. Thus, children whom a parent would not or could not keep often were abandoned because they could not be adequately provided for. After many newborns were found on the streets or in doorways of churches, foundling homes were established in Europe during the Middle Ages. They were run by Catholic churches between the 15th and 18th centuries. The child who survived, although it was not all of them, were raised by wet nurses and foster parents. Today, there are over 153 million orphaned children worldwide. The ill effects of being an abandoned or orphaned child in low and middle income countries have been reported to possess fewer years of schooling, less adequate housing, increased malnutrition, high mortality and morbidity rates, poorer access to medical care, and a higher occurrence of depression. Many abandoned children develop psychological and medical problems because of recent traumatic experiences or just the lack of steady, trustworthy relationships. Because of this, orphanages were first established in the United States in 1729 to care for white children. After 25 years of their existence and exponential growth, families have often been deceived or coerced to give up their children to orphanages. Beside me, I have my mother, Susie Andonian. So what experience have you had with this growing issue of orphaned and abandoned children?
I was a social worker for Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services for over 13 years, and before that, I worked with severely mentally ill adults and adolescents. Each day of my job became more and more difficult. Over the years, I've seen the numbers of abandoned and abused children increase when the economy declines. Therefore, increasing families' stress levels resulting in abuse or neglect of their children's basic needs. I have witnessed and worked with families who live in poverty and drug-infested areas. As a result, I had to place these children in foster homes for their safety and well-being. Fortunately, there are many caring and loving people who become foster parents that take the responsibility of providing homes for these children with traumatic pasts and establishing a stable lifestyle and relationship for them. My job showed me how unjust the world is and all the ways it needs improvement. My experiences as a social worker also made me realize how many caring and wonderful people there are in the world who would give a piece of themselves to someone who needs help. I am now a mother to 5 kids, and I cherish each memory I make with them.
According to the Catholic social teaching, every child deserves a family. However, the use of orphanages are discouraged because children will end up trafficked, abused, or exploited while lacking the skills they need to succeed in life. The Catholic Church believes that reuniting those children with their families while supporting those families can benefit millions of kids and their families. The Church builds on the virtues of God, such that penance and prayer will help open our eyes and our hearts to other people's sufferings in order to overcome the roots of evil. As Catholics, we know our family extends beyond our homes and communities to the larger global community and one human family that is all part of God's plan. If we work together, we can strengthen families by keeping them together. As the famous author Kate DiCamillo once wrote, "There," she said, she rocked him back and forth. "There, you foolish, beautiful boy who wants to change the world. There, there." And who could keep from loving you? And who could keep from loving a boy so brave and so true?